Report: Democrat candidates avoid Kamala Harris as midterms loom. She is a huge liability. By Amy Furr on August 29, 2026. Some Democrat candidates are reportedly unsure how close they should get to former Vice President Kamala Harris, D, while one mega donor advised them to keep their distance. Many of those candidates have won her support, but some do not have a favorable view of her after she lost to President Donald Trump in 2024, The Hill reported Saturday. Iowa State Representative Josh Turek, D, told reporters this week he didn't want Harris to campaign for him as he pursues a Senate seat this cycle. A sentiment Iowa gubernatorial candidate Rob Sand, the state's auditor, also shared about Harris and former President Biden, the outlet said. Former Representative Mary Peltilas, D.A.K., Senate campaign also voiced frustration after Harris's PAC issued a fundraising email for the red state Democrat earlier this month. There has been talk of her trying to take the White House again in 2028, and Harris was reported to have been privately contacting progressive Democrats, pro-Palestinian activists, former aides, and other party figures before a possible run for president, according to Breitbart News. The Hill also referred to Democrats in Michigan, where the race for the U.S. Senate is heating up and where some of them believe she could hurt their chances. Democrat mega donor John Morgan said, "She is a huge liability and those who have a chance at winning needed to stay far away from her." "Look what happened in Alaska," he said, referring to Harris's PAC appeal on behalf of Peltilas and how Republicans have used it to tie Harris to the candidate, the article read. In June, a poll showed Vice President J.D. Vance, R, and Harris dominating within their own parties among potential 2028 candidates, according to Breitbart News. Representative Mark Harris, RNC, told Breitbart News Saturday in April that the prospect of Harris running for president in 2028 may certainly help Republicans before the midterms because it reminds the people of what they rejected in 2024.